Welcome to TipTV Finance, where we're joined by David Bugh, who's a senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon. How are you today, David?
Very well. All the better for chatting to you, Zach. Hope all's well in your camp.
It is very well, very good in my camp. The situation today, we've got markets in near euphoria in the wake of the Macron, or it's treated as a Macron victory. Is it an appropriate reaction?
It's a complete relief rally. It's based on insanity, no logic whatsoever, apart from a general release rally. For the CAC 40 to be up nearly 4%, the DAX up by 2.5%, and the FTSE, above all else, to be up whatever it is, 1.2%, bears no resemblance to reality to me at all. Let me train in the short period of time to try and explain it to you. I think if there was any doubt that Macron was not going to be the favourite of not only the French press, but also all the governments of Europe, people, I think, deluded themselves. I think Le Pen, to have polled whatever it was, 21.53 of the votes. I think the fact that Fillon and Hamon have declared that they will be backing Macron at the next count on the 8th of May, and even though Mélenchon has not given his vote, it's pretty unlikely that most of his followers won't want to back Macron. The thing is that I find astonishing, Zach, because you've been around almost as long as I have, but not quite, is that people actually believe that Macron is going to come up with any changes. It's ludicrous. He is a matinee idol. He's very good looking. He's suave. He's the modern day political Ryan Gosling. But that's as far as it goes. He has always been a member of the establishment. He is a banker. He is a member of the failed Hollande government that wimped out of power. If he thinks through the French legislature he's going to get his ideas through, dream on. It's not going to happen. How many times do we have to tell people France does not like change of any shape, size or description? If they were, then instead of being a wonderful nation, they'd be a great nation. It's a very simple word. It's got one syllable and it's called work. And if they worked another an hour and a half a day or 2 hours a day, they would be a great nation. But if he thinks he's going to come up with these wild ideas, do this and do that, it's just unbelievable. Okay, he's pro-European, so that will make Frau Merkel feel very happy about life, and the rest of the European room, Guy Verhofstadt, and also, you know, other people of that nature, Michel Barnier. But and also we know that he's going to give the United Kingdom of Great Britain a very hard time. Okay, enjoy yourself. First and foremost, you ain't going to get our bankers, for the simple reason you'll get a few hundred, because the infrastructure is not there in France to be able to replace the United Kingdom. B, whether he likes it or not, there are 400 million people on both sides of La Manche who need to eat, drink, sleep, and trade. And if he wants to be dog in the manger or throw his toys out the pram, be my guest, because in the bay you'll come wimping back. We need to have some good sense prevailing. There's too much what I call hysterical dialogue going on. But all I think I can guarantee that if anybody thinks they're up for reform and change and for he's a jolly good fellow and three times ring a roses, it's madness.
But isn't it just that this Macron victory, say it happens next month, will just be a stay of execution and the populist wave will continue and he may end up in the same way as Theresa May has, where she's basically a Remainer, but she's now in power, having to stand on the Brexit ticket. So Mr. Macron will have the issues of the anti-EU lobby, the anti-immigration lobby, and he'll have to deal with them. And he might actually only be able to stay in power if he gives them plenty of what they want.
Exactly. It's a mirror image. I mean, you couldn't have put it more succinctly. That is exactly the point. Whether this has nothing to do with racism or anything else, but if people think the immigration problem and the security problem is going away, you're not thinking straight. It's here and it needs to be dealt with. Not perhaps by Madame Le Pen, but you need something much tougher. And the track record of previous French governments over immigration and particularly security, if I may say so, is pretty inadequate. And he will be hounded like this, like everybody else will. And these problems, as we've both agreed, are not going away. And therefore, okay, this is a great relief rally. As an old age pensioner, I'm thrilled to bits, but I'm realistic enough to know it's not going to last.
Any other issues closer to home that you think we should be focusing on for the rest of the week?
Well, the one I think that makes me slightly nervous, though I've got a sneaking respect for Steve Mnuchin, is the tax issues, whether President Trump is going to represent the tax cuts legislation program, which, let's face it, he was elected on with that and also the infrastructure spending. And having seen such a futile presentation and Obamacare being cut, we need something very much more positive. And I think that's very important. What I think also you will hear later in the week from the ECB at their meeting is that the EU economy is doing pretty well. And so we'll be looking for some guidance in the new year from Mario Draghi that they will be looking to relax a bit on quantitative easing. And also, I don't know about the Bank of Japan, you probably have got a much bigger take on it than I have, but they just spend money they don't have. And they just don't seem to have any idea of how to actually implement infrastructure spending and just spend, because all we do is get humming and umming and ahhing, and we'll think about it and maybe we'll do this, and again, nothing happens.
Well, on that rather bleak note, David Buick, senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, have a really happy day, even though I've not made much of a contribution to it.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.